Well, we thank you for the reading of Scripture and the hearing of your word, and we give you this time, and we ask that what is spoken may ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit, and may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake, amen. Near the beginning of Luke's orderly account of the story of Jesus, you remember we've started last week by thinking about the orderly account of Luke's gospel. After the chapter all about Christmas, chapter 2, we'll come back to Christmas soon enough, I'm sure. The card shop starts in just a few weeks' time, and after then we won't be able to stop thinking about Christmas. But for the moment, on to chapter 3. Luke tells us about John the Baptist. Not quite like Baptists today, as opposed to Methodists or Anglicans or Catholics or what like, but still the Baptist, because he baptized. Much the same as what happens occasionally here. Remember, we are talking about powers, how Jesus engaged with the powers of his day, and how we are to engage with today's powers. And in the uncertain times of the first century, crowds went out to be baptized by John. A fresh start. Wipe the slate clean. A clean break, you know? We're living in uncertain times, aren't we? Old certainties turned on their head. Institutions, traditions, we've always done it this way. Being torn down, torn apart. Division, enmity, old loyalties broken down, shouting, intensity, insults, disingenuity. A breakdown in trust. Someone interviewed this week up in the north of England said he's so disillusioned with everything he's never going to vote again. I am completely fed up. Uncertain times. A bit like they were in first century Palestine. Pilate ruling on behalf of Emperor Tiberius with an iron fist, punishing anybody who dared to step out of line. Herod and his brother Philip, by all accounts, nasty pieces of work. The spirit of the age, wealth and power and privilege, ordinary people taxed to the hilt, the innocent harassed. Disillusionment. Folk looking around for salvation, looking for signs. A country on the brink, desperate lives, scraping by to make a living. A few impossibly wealthy so-called rulers lording it over everybody else. Just imagine if they'd had Facebook, Twitter, YouTube back then. Intensity, insults, disingenuity, fake news, everybody casting about for salvation, looking for signs. Uncertain times, our times, their times. In a world in which ordinary human beings often feel themselves to be at the mercy of powers beyond their control, this is all about powers. But it's also about the kind of world in which powers are at work. Our uncertain world, their uncertain world. And in their uncertain world, crowds went out to be baptized by John. A fresh start. Wipe the slate clean. A clean break. The will of the people, you know? No ifs, no buts. Do or die. John, The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. You can see why people in uncertain times might respond to that message, can't you? At last, someone telling it like it is, using old familiar words, talking like they did back in the glory days, Isaiah, Abraham even. In uncertain times, buffeted by the powers, often people look back to the good old days. Maybe that was part of the attraction of John the Baptist. He appeared in the wilderness, sticking it to the elite, calling down fire from heaven, powerful images, you brood of vipers. At last, just like an old-time prophet, just what we need. Not some shilly-shallying politician saying one thing, doing something else. Not some wishy-washy liberal lawyer type waffling on. Even now, says John, the axe is laid to the foot of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. That's it. Go, John. Stick it to your guns. Tell it like it is. As we begin to engage with the powers in our uncertain world, there is a strong temptation to go down the John the Baptist route. Perhaps that's why Luke gives him such a prominent place. But don't forget Luke's orderly account and what we called last week the guiding principle of Mary's song. Remember? The mighty brought low and the lowly raised up. Because as large numbers go out to John to be baptized out of a mix of nostalgia and hope, and they ask him, what shall we do? He tells them more or less exactly what they have always been told. Whoever has two coats must give one away. Whoever has food must do likewise. Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you, so on. Imagine, like turning up at a Trump rally to chant against immigrants, to hear about walls, and instead, welcome foreigners. Open our borders. What's this? In uncertain times, we want someone who looks like they used to look, but who promises to change everything. Instead, an invertebrate jelly. And just as disillusionment is beginning to settle in, just as they're beginning to wonder what happened to their old-style hero, the desert-dwelling prophet with the wild hair and a nice line in insults says, I baptize you with water, but one who is coming is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. See, that's the point. They went out looking for John, for a strong superhero who would take on the powers that were ranged against the little guys. And they found that John was pointing them to Jesus. And Jesus later on will say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, even if you've got a spare one left behind, don't hold back even your shirt. Now that's a new start. Jesus calls us to engage with the powers in a totally different way than before. Maybe those old ideas worked once, but if we only want to go back to how things used to be, we will have missed the new way, the good news way, the Jesus way. Love your enemies, even when they're winning. Pray for your abusers, even when they are being ruthless. Turn the other cheek. Be doubly generous. That's the Jesus way. How we engage with the powers of politics, economics, military powers, any powers. Then, at the end of it all, they did away with John, shut him up in prison first, killed him soon after. Later, they did away with Jesus. Now, it is easy for us in Bristol to watch while the powers go up against the people of Hong Kong, while the powers do their worst in Westminster or Brussels. We're going to be okay where we are. But they are the powers under which we live. And if they're not going up against us at the moment, perhaps they will one day, if we stand up for welcome and generosity and freedom and openness in a world that is turning against those things. And if they do go against us, are we going to go down the John the Baptist line? Nostalgia, old style, strong arm, or are we going to stand with Jesus, where power is shown forth in weakness, where love wins out against hate, where peace stands tall in the face of violence? If we do stand with Jesus, and only if we do, will we see the high brought low and the lowly lifted high? And the healing, helping, cross-killed king will see him rise to live forever. For his way, and only his way, is endorsed by God. Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my child, with whom I am well pleased."